His love has no limit. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundaries, known unto men. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus, He
your strength, Lord. You know, it's not ours but yours. In our weakness, your strength is made perfect. And so we want to be those who know how to take, know how to lay hold, know how to receive out of your fullness, grace upon grace, who go from strength to strength, strength to more strength, appearing before our God, opening to Him. Lord, this morning we want to pray for all who travel today. Those who've left us, we just pray that your hand of blessing shall be over them, your hand of protection, your holy presence shall be manifested in their lives. And as they travel down the roads or on the plains, Lord, we just pray that you'll cover them with your precious blood. And oh God, work on in each of their hearts. And those who have left us already, and those among us who will be traveling today, we just claim journeying mercies, Lord, and we thank you for them. We thank you that as our days, so shall our strength be. Hallelujah. Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find. Lord, let it be our experience, our very real experience, that we lay hold of the strength of Jehovah, that we are quickened by the resurrection life of Christ. Yes. And we thank you, Lord. We want to pray especially for our dear brother and sister, Graber. Lord, if we could just give them something back for what they've poured into our lives in these days, we'd be so happy, but we know we can't. But Lord, even if we could, it wouldn't last. It wouldn't be what you could do. Yes. But we can call on you. And we can pray that you will lay your mighty hand upon them, and that you will strengthen and refresh and restore and reward them abundantly, Lord. Out of your fullness, let them receive grace upon grace as they go their way this day. We just pray that you will bless them abundantly, Lord. Give them all the strength that they need. Spirit, soul, and body, Lord, you fill every need of theirs and continue to make them a blessing for your name's sake and for your glory, Lord. We just want to ask you to bless them. You to meet them, oh God. You to reward them. We thank you and we praise you today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's close this meeting and this season with the last song in the book, in the camp song book, okay? It's a delightful rendition of the 23rd Psalm. I think it goes straight from the scripture, put to music by a great minister, Brother Graves, who had a wonderful experience of healing and then going into the work of the Lord to preach Christ. And we love this song. And it's a great way to commit ourselves to Him, to know that His provision is perfect. Yes, He is all that we need. Psalm 23:6 was the verse, or is the verse, that the Lord gave us through my father in Ridgewood for this year, 2006. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Vance Havner has a book, devotional book, All the Days. All the Days. It was so, as you would say, cute. This morning, one of the kids said to me, 299 days till the opening day next year. Who knows? Who knows? But All the Days means today and every day in between. Goodness and mercy, let's claim it. Let's believe it. Let's receive what the Lord has for us every day, not just at camp, but back in our places, to shine for Jesus and to live for Him and to experience Him, more of His saving fullness, see more of His love, who died for me, more about Jesus on His throne, riches and glory all His own, more of His kingdom sure increase, more of His coming, Prince of Peace. Let's believe for it. Let's trust Him with all our hearts. Brother Wade Martin, so happy to have you with us over this weekend again. Would you come and pray with us in closing?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to just say that it's appropriate that Brother Graber ended this particular retreat with talking about strength.
Amen.
And I feel like God has poured new strength into my own life and for ministry, and I know that in different ways God has given you strength as well. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful again, Lord, that we've been able to be here, and we acknowledge the fact that nothing happens by chance. That, Lord, we have all been here according to your divine will.
Yes.
We're thankful, Lord, that we have received so freely of your good and gracious word. We're mindful of the words of the Apostle Paul, that when we're weak, then we are strong. Because it's not in our own strength, but it's in your strength, Lord, that we're able to go from strength to strength in our lives. And Father, I pray that even as the Apostle Paul went on to say, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Father, may each day, each moment, Lord God, we realize that no matter what life may hold, that your joy is our strength. I pray, Heavenly Father, your blessings on each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord, for the leadership you've given us in these days. We pray, Heavenly Father, that again, by your grace and your strength in our lives, Lord, that you'll help us to press ahead, knowing, Lord, that you are our victory. And we pray, Heavenly Father, knowing that we have this great hope. Lord, shall we not meet here again in a scene like this, that we shall be with you around your throne. Thank you again, Lord, for the rich blessings that you have granted to each and every one. Father, again, we can do nothing but say thank you. Thank you for your many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you. God bless you all. Amen.